Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Glad that God has gathered all of us together today to hear His word and receive His gift of forgiveness in that word and in His sacraments. For our catechesis this morning, we are on the last question of sacrament of the altar. The third question is on page 327 in that left column. Who receives this sacrament worthily? Luther's not opposed here to fasting before you receive the Lord's Supper, letting your evening fast. You've gone to bed and you haven't eaten anything, and waking up in the morning and letting the first thing that breaks your fast, your breakfast or break fast, be the Lord's Supper. Of course, today when some of us have to take medications in the morning and all that, it's a little bit trickier to do that, right? Got to get something in your stomach before you take your medication and you get sick. And certainly even, so much has been the case that they want you to take your medications even when you're supposedly not eating, right? But the most important thing that Luther emphasizes here is in faith in the words, not just the faith in the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, but especially those words. Anyone who does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy and unprepared. So there's an important distinction to make here between doubting and unbelief, right? If you don't believe them, you simply flat out don't believe that this is Christ's body and blood, and you don't believe that you're given for the forgiveness of your sins, you should not receive it. But if you're I believe that this is what Jesus says, but I still am wrestling with how it's possible. Well, then receive it, right? And this is part of what your pastor and you can work out when you come for private confession. We talk about these things. I'm struggling with this. Well, do you want to believe or do you want to not believe? And that sometimes helps you decide whether you should come and receive it to have your faith strengthened or whether you should not receive it because you're risking receiving it unworthily. Generally speaking, we talk about receiving it, erring on the side of receiving it, because God wants you to be built up in your faith. If anybody doesn't want you to be built up in your faith, it's the devil, right? So he's more likely to try to persuade you that you're unworthy to receive it, as if it's something in you that makes you worthy, when in fact it's the faith that is the gift of God. Unbelief, impenitence, an unwillingness to forgive those who have sinned against you. There are good reasons. A lack of the same confession of faith. You talk about that when you go to another church. You should not be communing where somebody, the church does not profess the same faith, just as we don't let people here commune if they don't profess the same faith. So, there's all sorts of good reasons not to receive, but that's a little bit different than what the question is asking, which is, who receives it worthily? It's the faith that God gives us in the promises that His Son has made specifically regarding the sacrament that Luther emphasizes here with this answer. Other comments or questions on that? Okay. The preparation for study one is on page 151. I invite you to turn there and please stand if you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Today is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation.
The Lord is the earth and the far seas.
Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion.
And you shall bow see your form.
O you who hears prayer. When iniquities prevail against me,
you atone for our transgressions.
Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts.
We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation.
The Lord of the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
The one who by his strength established the mountains,
being girded with might,
who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves,
the tumult of the peoples,
so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs.
You make the going out the morning and the evening to shout for joy.
You visit the earth and water it, you greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water.
You provide their grain for food and have prepared.
You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges,
softening it with showers and blessing its growth.
You crown the year with your beauty.
Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance.
The pastures of of the wilderness overflow.
Let hills gird themselves with joy.
The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain.
They shout and sing together for joy.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation.
The hope of all the ends of the earth and of the violent seas.
The epistle reading is from Romans, the 8th chapter. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 577.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You and I may or may not have much personal experience with agriculture. On both sides of my family, I am a grandson of Wisconsin dairy farmers, but the only serious agricultural work that I ever did was the summer between high school and college, when in fields of central Illinois, I detasseled corn plants as a part of the process of cross-breeding seed corn varieties for Schissler, a subsidiary of Pioneer Seed Company. Of course, we really do not have to have any agricultural experience at all in order to understand the so-called parable of the sower that Jesus told in today's gospel reading. In that parable, Jesus is likened to a sower, that is, to someone planting seeds. And that parable of today's gospel reading arguably builds on the figure of speech that was used in today's Old Testament reading, which likens God's heavenly moisture in the form of rain and snows, making the earth bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, to his word that goes out from his mouth and does not return to him empty, but accomplishes that which he purposes. So with the Holy Spirit's help, this morning we realize that Jesus's sowing bears fruit. For today's gospel reading, we've moved forward a full chapter in our more or less continuous reading of St. Matthew's divinely inspired gospel account. We've skipped over such things as at the end of Matthew chapter 12, Jesus is telling his followers that his true mother and siblings are those who do the will of his Father in heaven. Today and the next two Sundays, we hear five of the seven parables that Jesus tells as recorded in Matthew chapter 13. Although today's gospel reading ellipses out eight verses about the purpose of parables. The parable of the sower is also recorded in the gospel accounts of St. Mark and St. Luke, but our three-year lectionary series appoints only St. Matthew's account to be read as it was today. As we heard, St. Matthew's account of the parable of the sower is well developed, although parables generally only have one main point of comparison, which leads to a central truth. In this case, we can say that the comparison of Jesus to a sower leads to the central truth that Jesus' sowing bears fruit. Of course, as we heard in the gospel reading, Jesus' sowing does not bear fruit in every different case. The problem is not with the sower or with the seed, which is the same in every case. Yet some people hear the word of God and do not understand it. And like the birds, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in their hearts. Other people hear the word and immediately receive it with joy, but when the sun of tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. Still other people hear the word, but the thorns of the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. All three of those cases end in unrepentance and unbelief, and so in temporal death
and eternal damnation, which is what we all deserve on account of our sin. We might say that by nature we all are bad soil, subject to the birds, sun, and thorns. We do not make ourselves good soil or good hearers of God's word. Rather, the word of the kingdom itself leads us to participate in the kingdom by repentance and faith. The Holy Spirit, working through the word, calls and thereby enables us to turn in sorrow from our sin, to trust God to forgive our sin, and to want to do better than to stop sinning. When we so repent and believe, then God forgives our sinful nature and all our actual sin, whatever our actual sin might be. God forgives us for Jesus' sake. As we sang in today's psalm, when iniquities prevail against us, God atones for our transgressions. By awesome deeds, he answers us with righteousness. The sower's apparently sowing the seed everywhere, regardless of its outcome, likely reflects the Father's great love. Out of that great love, the Son of God took on human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary in order both to live the perfect life that we fail to live and to die for our failures to live that life. On the cross, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, including your sins and my sins. Jesus died as our substitute in our place. Then he rose from the dead. When by the power of the Holy Spirit we repent and believe, then we receive his forgiveness. We are forgiven not because we repent and believe, but because Jesus died for us. By God's work in our hearts, we understand the word of the kingdom. And we receive its benefits already now, especially in his sacraments. Today's Old Testament reading and today's psalm, they mention water. And that mention of water might make us think especially of the water of holy baptism. But God's gospel is also applied to us as individuals with touch in holy absolution. And with bread that is the body of Christ and wine that is the blood of Christ in the Holy Supper. The green banners that the ladies made years ago make use of the words from today's Old Testament reading and illustrate the ways that the Holy Spirit uses God's word about Jesus to work in us the forgiveness of sins through the reading and preaching of the Holy Scriptures, through holy baptism, through the office of the keys, exercised in holy absolution, and through the Holy Supper. We do not make ourselves good hearers of God's word, but once God's word has made us good hearers of God's word, then we make use of God's word to let him continue to work in us. Forgiven and so transformed by Jesus, as the other banner depicts, we love our neighbors, are united in our church family, and extend God's love to the world. We do not withhold our offerings, but we give of what God gives to us in order to support the work of his kingdom in this and in every place. We invite family and friends, classmates and co-workers to come here in order for them to hear the gospel purely preached and to receive the sacraments rightly administered, as through that office of the holy ministry, Jesus' sowing bears fruit. Back in 1815, when son of a farmer and English hymn writer John Cotwood, originally based on today's gospel reading, composed the hymn that we sang as today's hymn of the day. The hymn had not only the four stanzas that we sang, but also a fifth stanza that we did not sing, which stanza seems to reflect the teaching of today's Old Testament reading as well. Like its two immediate predecessors, Lutheran Service Book omits this stanza. Nor let thy word, so kindly sent to raise us to thy throne, return to thee and sadly tell that we reject thy Son. You see, when people who hear God's word end up not repenting and believing, and we might be tempted to think that God's word is not accomplishing that which God purposes and succeeding in the thing for which he has sent it, we must remember that God's law judges unrepentant unbelievers, just as God's gospel saves repentant believers. Precisely why some people do not repent and believe, and other people do repent and believe, is part of the mystery of lawlessness and grace of our eternal election in Christ. The parable of the sower is not about why there is this difference, but the parable of the sower is about the fact that there is this difference. Whether Jesus is teaching directly, as in today's gospel reading, or through his ministry, some refuse to believe, others believe and bear fruit. The kingdom started small, and at any time the kingdom still can seem small, and sometimes even hopeless. But God works miraculously, and those who hear and understand the word bear fruit. And ultimately they yield 30-fold, 60-fold, and even 100-fold. With or without any agricultural experience, as described in today's Old Testament reading and as we sang in today's psalm, even now we rejoice, as we will for eternity, because Jesus' sowing bears fruit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again, according to it. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, praise is due to you, for you sent your Son Jesus to die for us, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, Jesus' sowing bears fruit. Throughout our earthly lives, always lead us to repent and believe, to receive faithfully your forgiveness through your word and sacraments, and bear the fruit of repentance and faith by keeping your commandments according to our callings in life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you are the Lord of the harvest, and you send workers into your harvest field.
Sustain those whom you have sent, and send more according to your will. Guide and direct the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as she begins to meet in convention later this week. Help her actions match your Holy Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. Call pastoral candidates and fill pastoral vacancies. Help Lutheran Heritage Foundation to give books of the Lutheran faith to people around the world in their own languages. Strengthen those persecuted on account of your word, and unite this congregation in your faithful confession by word and deed. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, in holy baptism, you enable us to understand the word of your kingdom. Preserve us and all the baptized from the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches that would, like thorns, choke the word. And help us use your gifts in faithful service to you and our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you would have all flesh come to you. Use us to plant your seed to those you place in our lives who have never believed and who have strayed from the faith, that they also might bear the fruits of repentance and faith. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, praise is due to you, for you do water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Continue to send rain to lessen the drought in our and other areas that still need rain, and rescue, relieve, and restore those affected by the earthquakes in Venezuela. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you lead forth your people in peace. According to your will, grant peace and unity on earth, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and in this country, especially that political divisiveness might not keep our governments from functioning. Protect non-combatants in war zones. Guide and direct all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Make all people good citizens. And protect, uphold, and grant discernment to all those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you safely gathered great crowds to your Son by the sea. Grant safe travels to Brady, David, Charles, and all who travel in our time, whether for work or pleasure, or by land, sea, or air. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you hear and answer prayer in your way and in your time. Comfort those who mourn. Make whole again victims of violent crime. Grant hope and patience to those imprisoned and their families. By your word and sacraments, be present with those who are shut in where they are. In your time and way, deliver from their afflictions David, Tracy, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Elaine, Gwen, Mary Sue, Bob, Linda, Ann, Steve, and all those in need of healing. And to that end, grant all necessary wisdom and skill to those who serve in medical professions. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you set the solitary in families. Meet the material and spiritual needs of all families. Bring expectant mothers and their children safely through delivery. Grant contentment to all your people, especially those without spouses or children. Make us all better defenders of your gift of human life. And bless all those who are preparing for a new academic year of schooling. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, praise is due you for your blessings of physical and spiritual life to Zylan, Luke, and David, and for your material blessings to Sammy and Linda, marital blessings, rather, to Sammy and Linda. Continue to grant Zylan, Luke, and David physical life according to your will. Help them to remember and use their baptisms, and preserve them in their baptismal grace all the days of their lives. Always enable Sammy and Linda to live together in the forgiveness of sins, and deepen their love for you and for one another
through every joy and sorrow that they share. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
heaven and earth,
for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ shed for you.
blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. His true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Be kind and peace. Amen.
Two men who like or like.
true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. That for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children,
but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Thank you.
And we're glad that God gathered all of us together this day to receive his gift of forgiveness and word and sacrament. Glad that all of you are here in person, but also that others can stream and download online. Especially glad to have Sharon here this morning, my mom here, Stephen is here, and everyone else belongs, as we say officially. Just two things to announce. One, to remind you that we do have our annual congregational picnic today inside in the air conditioning. Thank you to those who are going to be outside in the heat brewing for us. Also, when we printed the bulletins, we were optimistic that we'd get the packet done. It is not quite finished, but we should get it out early this week or before next week for sure, so that there will still be the required, you know, 2 Sundays of notice, certainly, about the meeting, more than 2 Sundays of notice, and the packet will be out for 2 Sunday mornings as well at that point. Carl, you have produce.
Yeah, and it's maybe about the last Sunday for cucumbers to start to get some produce. So.
Okay. They don't have to keep enough fruits there.
No, they don't have enough leaves.
Yeah. I was just going off of the bottom.
Fruit is getting sunburned.
Yeah.
They're starting
to really need a little water.
Yeah, no, the lawn looks nice cut, but it's starting to look a little on the drier side. Yeah, even with rain, yeah.
We're supposed to get rain today, tomorrow.
Yes, if you can believe those weather forecasts. Any other announcements that you should make for the weather?
Yes, I would like everyone to pray. Please pray for my great nephew that was born last month. Unfortunately, it's not going well, and he has a problem with his kidneys. His father is a Lutheran minister in Valdosta, Missouri, and it's not going well, y'all. And please pray for him. His name is Daniel James Schweigert. Please. Daniel James Schweigert. That's my name.
Good. We'll pray for him, sure.
Thank you.
Any others? Okay, before we greet you all at the door, and hopefully see you over there.